Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. We want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and our loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Coach Joyce, to be your success coach. And what a show we have today, folks. Talk about being successful. It all starts with spring cleanup. And I know that when we think of spring cleaning, we usually think of house cleaning. Today's show on spring cleanup is for your physical, mental, and emotional health. It is often referred to as detox. Join us today as our fabulous health guru, Beverly Nadler, explains why detoxification is so important. While there are many detox programs out there, what Beverly recommends is gentle, simple, and safe. And here's to our guest, who's not so simple, but very safe, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you for that intro. And by the way, I loved your opening today. Delightful. Yes, we are going to be talking about spring cleanup because detoxification is a major thing that we need to do now. And simply because we live in a toxic, polluted world. And toxins are the major cause of inflammation. And inflammation is a major cause of illness. You may be shocked at some of these estimates. Different websites have given different estimates, but they're all pretty horrible. The Global Healing Center says we are exposed to over 2 million every day that we either ingest, inhale, or absorb through our skin. I mean, that's huge. Another group called the Natural Society said only 700,000 different toxic chemicals on a daily basis. Take your pick. It's way, way too much. In fact, obviously, we don't. Everyone does not absorb all of these. If we did, we would not be alive. But we all take in many more than we should. And in fact, National Geographic magazine spent $15,000 to test the blood of their science journalist. And I don't know for sure, but I would suspect that their science journalist was reasonably careful about how many poisons he took into his body. Here's what they found. They found that he had over 165 detected levels of toxins. There were 97 PCBs, which are toxotoxic. They've been outlawed since 1977. There were 16 different pesticides, 10 dioxins, which are linked to cancer, 7, I don't even know how you pronounce this, phthalates found in shampoos and baby toys, 7 PFAs, which are also suspected carcinogens that are found in many nonstick pans, although the latest nonstick pans, new ones, I believe, have gotten rid of these. There were metals, heavy metals, coming from mercury, mainly from fish, especially large fish like tuna, and there were 25 PBDEs, whatever that is, from fire retardants that are found in fabrics and fibers. Now, that does not equal 165. So you know that there are more than that. And they're only talking about chemicals. That's not the only thing that is toxic to us.
Wow. What we're surrounded in today's world, it's amazing we're alive.
I say that often. I really say exactly that. I'm surprised we're still alive. Because the other things that are also toxic to us is GMO foods. And the reason they're toxic is because they used a specific pesticide or herbicide called Roundup, which is manufactured by Monsanto. Now, Monsanto, of course, a very big chemical company. When this Roundup first came out, it was declared carcinogenic. However, Monsanto, with all of its money, was able to lobby to such a degree because they said, you can't call it carcinogenic because that's our most important product and we have to be able to sell it. So you can't do that. You have to remove it. And so it was removed. Carcinogenic was removed from the label, and Roundup is used extensively on our food. You literally want to make sure when you're getting anything, especially soy or corn, and I think cucumbers, and there's a whole bunch of them now that are using Roundup because they've been genetically modified. You want to make sure, which is one of the reasons I buy organic, so that I know that I'm not getting that. Interestingly enough, GMO foods are not allowed to be served in the White House or in Monsanto's cafeteria.
Wow. Give some more examples of GMO foods.
Well, I said there most soy now is GMO, unless it says it's not. If it's not, it'll be labeled non-GMO or it'll be labeled organic. Corn is the same thing. I don't have a list of all of them, Joyce, but I believe it can be found, that someone can go right into the computer and just say list of GMO foods and find them. And the reason I personally don't have a list of them is because, for one, new foods are added to it, which you can find out with. I eat almost totally organic produce. So, and I just don't, you know, or if I'm getting something in a package, it has to say non-GMO. But anybody can look that up if they're interested.
I'll be one of the ones looking it up.
I'm glad to hear that because it really, it's been hidden from us, but these lobbyists, if they have enough money, they can get what they want out of Washington. And to get that label taken off, to me, is criminal. That's the way I feel about it. Other things that we have that are found that are toxic to us and that remains in our body unless we detoxify. The antibiotics that we take, also antibiotics are fed to animals. In fact, animals, believe it or not, have more antibiotics. Their use is greater than in humans. So that's why I only eat grass-fed meat when I eat meat. I make sure, or organic, that there is no antibiotics. Also hormones now that are given into food. And there's a lot of toxic chemicals are found in our food, not only in our food, in our cosmetics, in our cleaning supplies. And years ago, you know, a lot of the stuff that was that's out now, some of it was out before. It's not like this is totally new. It's the amount, the onslaught that has made it so toxic. Because people can say, well, I use this cleaning thing for years. All of a sudden, it's toxic. No, it contained chemicals before, it contains it now. But because we are overloaded with toxins, we want to get the best possible products that do not have all of this. Of course, excessive alcohol is a toxin, and a lot of people are using much too much drugs of all kinds, including, you know, the drugs that people are using, heroin, cocaine, all the very toxic to the body and to the brain. You know, when your brain goes, I mean, there isn't much that's great in your life. Unfortunately, our water has become very toxic because of all of the chemicals that are dumped into them. It's just a really, we're just living in a difficult world, and we need to understand that. And not, we can't afford to, you know, just live in fear. We have to do know what we can do about it, which is why we're doing this show. So we also create toxicity from stress, from negative thoughts, negative emotions. In fact, there are books and articles on emotions, and they specifically state that toxic emotions are anger, hatred, rage, fear. Any of these really intense negative emotions are toxic to us, causes our own body to release chemicals that interfere with healing or that literally cause illness. And I want to say these toxic emotions within ourselves, also when we're around people who are expressing them, we want to leave as quickly as possible, because in this particular energetic world that we live in, we are affected by the vibrations coming from our environment and the vibrations coming from other people. We can't always eliminate these people from our lives, but we can do the best we possibly can do to avoid them. And if we know what it is that ticks them off, to do our best not to tick them off, at least not in our presence, so that we do not have to receive their anger, rage, fear, or whatever it is, because these emotions are toxic to our body and brain.
Yeah, that's very, very important, for sure. And when you're around people that are negative, even though you're saying positive, it kind of seeps in like a vibration, so I agree. I just went to GMO Foods, and I was surprised to find things on there like ice cream. It wouldn't occur to me about ice cream, beets, several things that I really, really enjoy are on that list. So high fructose, I know, corn syrup, I know, a lot of the things you said, the soy, but ice cream, it wouldn't occur to me on ice cream.
Let me say, Joyce, it depends on the ingredients used for the specific ice cream. The ingredients in there, I only buy, I rarely have ice cream, but the one that I get is made with coconut milk and stevia. Sugar comes from corn, and corn, most of the corn that is used today, that is grown today, is GMO. So, therefore, the corn sugar in the ice cream is where the GMOs are.
And they're detrimental because they bring with it toxins and chemicals, you're saying?
Well, they're made with Roundup, which is the most toxic, carcinogenic herbicide that we know of. That's how they're grown.
So it sounds like that would feed on cancer cells as well.
Well, that's what exactly there was originally was supposed to be a label that said can be carcinogenic, and Monsanto fought against it, lobbied against it, and they won.
Milk being another one, that's kind of surprised me. I just didn't expect that from milk.
I guess it depends on what the cows are eating. If the cow, that's why I don't get milk, but I get milk products. They're all organic. If the cows are eating, they're not grass-fed. If they're eating hay, whatever it is that's grown on with Roundup, then there's going to be GMOs in it. That's something
Breast milk, we don't have to worry about GMOs.
Well, it depends on how many GMOs the mother has eaten.
I was actually just kidding around, but...
I know,
but
the truth is... We're dealing with just a toxic overload, and we need to be aware of that and do the best that we can, and especially not to add to that. So there's where the whole emotional thing comes in, you know, dealing with the way we think, dealing with our own emotions, other people's emotions, and, of course, how to do all of this. Fortunately, this program, Joyce Barry and Friends, has, in addition to me, I'm a guest who speaks every week on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health and healing. Some of our programs don't sound like that because we talk about laughter. We talk about things that you'd say, well, what does that have to do with health? An awful lot. We talk about happiness. All of this has to do with health. But on this show, in addition to when I'm on Thursdays, you will find many, many programs that have to do with how to keep ourselves healthy. And in my own programs that I'm doing, a lot of it is what we can avoid. And we do have very specific shows on emotions and on thoughts on the subconscious mind, because this having negativity in the mindset is one of the things that literally causes toxicity in our body and brain.
Well, folks, so best diet I can think of, where you don't have to concern yourself about are there GMOs in it, will it affect me negatively, is to listen to the show every day. As Beverly was saying, she has here throughout Thursdays, but every day, whether it's current events, whatever, we try to keep it positive, and we try to give you the kind of uplifting information that will create a more positive world for you and a better world. And here, in her words, is why you should be listening in poetry form.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, how you can participate in that is simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, the homepage of our radio show. And right under my picture on the upper left, if you click on follow, you will find out about every show, every guest, every topic via email. You need not miss any show, because when you cannot join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can go to our archives and download or play any show at any time, 24/7, that's available. All shows, all 8 years of shows are in our archives. And the best part, if you go to the upper right of that homepage, you can put in the guest name like Beverly Nadler. All her shows will come up with links. If you go to the topic, happiness, all those shows will come up with links, and you can just click on it. We've made it as simple as possible for you to enjoy our shows and share them. And while you're at it, I want to recommend you go to Facebook and Twitter and follow me, your host, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, on those as well, because I do write up the shows in there for our listening audience.
Well, thank you for that, letting people know how they can get more information and follow you, because this is a very important show. I mean, when I say this, I mean Joyce Barry and Friends. Today's a very important show, but all of your shows are important because they really help people to shift. If they want to, you know, we can only give you the information. It's up to you to decide what to do with it. So let's continue with the other things that are toxic that we have to be aware of, is the excessive use of computers, digital toxicity. In fact, I actually have an article that is called Do a Digital Detox, and we will be talking about some of the suggestions and what to do before you become addicted. Unfortunately, the internet and Facebook and such, Twitter, have become addictions for people, or the games have become addictions for people. And what an addiction is when the brain actually creates a wiring system that tells you you have to do this. Now, people are more familiar with addictions, let's say, to alcohol, to drugs, to sugar, to tobacco, all of these things, and of course, any of those that I've just mentioned. They will also serve to detoxify your body, to create more toxins. But we're familiar with them. Well, when it comes to the digitals, this is happening to people now where they can't turn it off. They want to, they can't. It's kind of like gambling. Somebody says, yeah, I know I shouldn't be betting on my house that I'm going to give to you if I lose this, and yet we know that people do that, and we say, what, are they crazy? Unless you have an addiction, you can't understand what it's like. I thank God every day that I don't. I mean, I like certain things, but I don't have an addiction to anything. I did have an addiction to work, but I have let that go. I don't work as much as I used to. But the fact is, this is a serious problem. There are some people that are so toxic from the digital that they actually cannot use a computer at all. And they can't, not only can't they use it, they can't even be around it. There's a city that people have moved to in which there is no computers, there's no Wi-Fi, and it was a very quiet, sleepy city until people found they were so disturbed by these vibrations, and they learned about this city in Virginia and have moved there. And the reason that there's no Wi-Fi is there's something, I don't know what it is, but something that the government is doing there, and Wi-Fi interferes with it. I don't mean it's a bad thing. I mean, they're not making bombs or anything like that. But whatever it is, they cannot have the interference of the internet. So people who have computers, they go across the border to the next town, and they can use them. But now people are actually moving there so that they are not exposed to the digital, what I'm going to call it, digital toxicity. So, having said so much of what is toxic, we need to talk about what do we do to counteract this. I mean,
Beverly, hold that thought. Beverly, hold that thought. You said you had an article on digital toxicity. Where would we find that? I'd like to read that.
It was a June 2017, and the magazine, I think, was just called Health, because all I can see at the bottom of it now, dear, says health.com, June 2017. So you may be able to find that online. Many of these magazines do post articles online.
Okay, that's no issue. I can find anything online. I thought you said you wrote an article. I misheard, so I was going to ask
you. No,
I
didn't write it. I have an article. There's a difference.
I gotcha. Okay, that's how I heard it. All right, glad I cleared that up. Okay.
No,
just Googling
that. However,
there could be any number of articles.
Well, I'll tell you that online, there is many, many, many articles on the problems that we have is caused by Wi-Fi. And I do have an article on my website, BeverlyNadler.com, very simple website name, that has to do with the stress from Wi-Fi and computers. I don't even recall what it's called, but this what happened to me is that I had to actually stop using a computer. You know that, and some of the people have heard other shows I talked about that, but not long. I mean, the fact is I woke up one day with extraordinary pain, and it was a result of the vibrations to my nervous system, which is very sensitive, and I'd been on the computer way too much. I mean, I was on the computer probably, I'd say, at least 6 days a week, minimum 12 hours a day, writing,
wow,
reading, studying, researching, sending out newsletters, writing my books, et cetera, for years. And finally it caught up with me, and I am no longer on the computer, but I do receive mail, which one of my daughters will pass that on to me, and I'll tell her what to answer the person, so I take care of things that I need to take care of. But I myself do not go on the computer. But there is an article, and if you go to my website, the name I'm sure will stand out as to what it's about. There's a left menu, and you can read that. You can read what happened to me, and there are references with the links to the many, many, many articles that are online. I'm sure there are many more by now, but that what they do and what they've found. But, you know, this is a world that's not going to change anything. Some people can choose to avoid being online too much when they read these and say, gee, I have some of those symptoms, which could be headaches, could be backache, could be stomach problems, anywhere that your body could respond not so well when you're online too much. But we're not going to change anything. This is a digital world, and it's going to be even more digital. It's the way that our world exists today. What's the problem is that everybody hasn't been able to adapt to this. It's way too quick that they have brought all of these electrical things. Fortunately, I can watch television. That does not disturb me. But the computer and all of that, yeah, I was on it way too long. So if anyone's interested, just go to my site, look for that article. It will be clear because it will talk about, I think, the dangers of EMFs, something like that. And then you can go to some of the other articles, which I give you links to find out what the problems are. It doesn't tell you how to do a digital detox, which I will share with you, which is not that difficult to do. But if you find that you have a tremendous problem with it, there are devices that most people can benefit from. They didn't do much for me. But if you look for devices to protect you against EMF radiation, they do exist. And you can put them on your computer. I have something on my cell phone, which I almost never use, unless I have to, but I do have a cell phone in case I have to use it, and I've had something on there to protect me. So that, I was going to talk about that later, but it's fine. Right now you brought it up, Joyce, and it's really
Wait. Another thing I want to bring up because it's worthy of bringing up, and that is that I recommend the book Vibrational Harmony by Beverly Nadler. She's written a few books. That's my personal favorite. I wrote the foreword to it because I only endorse that which I love. And I mention that now because that's another website I want to direct you to, vibrationalharmony.biz. And in it, you'll get ebooks free. One is on managing stress, which ties right into what we're just talking about, and the laws of the body. So vibrationalharmony.biz, I want to direct you to that. I want to direct you to the book as well, because they certainly are worthy of your time and your energy. Vibrationalharmony.biz. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for that. I appreciate you mentioning that. I do want to say that I'm delighted for people to download those two books. They're free books. Vibrational Harmony, however, is a regular book that you purchase and that you will find on my regular site, which is BeverlyNadler.com. And you'll find references to the book, you'll find the intro to the book, and you'll even find how to order the book. So, as I, again, thank you for mentioning that. And I certainly encourage people, get as much information as you can about how the world works, what you can do to take care of yourself, and so on. Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to what is it that we can do? And I'm going to give you the most important things that you can do, actually, is going to be last. And the reason that's going to be last is because I want to give you the cleanup right now. But what I say the most important thing is that what you need to do is to spend every day of your life, really and truly, doing the best that you can to avoid toxins, more toxins, and do the best that you can also to live in such a way that your body can detoxify. And this, none of that is complicated, believe me. But I want to tell you what that is, and I saved that for last because we did call this spring cleanup, and so far I have not talked about the spring cleanup. I gave you the reasons why you need it, and I've told you some of the things that you want to, many of the things that you want to clean up from. So let me give you a three-day spring cleanup, and I do want to say this. Mine is my recommendations. There are many different sites that have different cleanups. They have different types of detoxifications. There are many things that are recommended. I recommend the one that I'm going to be talking about because it is simple, safe, and gentle, and it works for everyone. And some of the things that you can find can be dangerous for some people, especially if you find these very intense cleanses, and if you find a fast. Not everybody can fast. Years ago, fasting was considered a wonderful thing to do for your health. Not so today. We have too many toxins, and when you do a fast, it's going to release them too quickly into your blood. And this is especially true for people who are elderly, people who are overweight. It's going to release too many toxins, which can have the opposite effect of what you want because your body can't free yourself of it enough. So if you're reading about fasts, unless you've done it before, you do it with supervision of a health professional, it's another story. But if this is something new for you, I say avoid the fast. Avoid any of the intense cleansings. There are kidney cleanses, and I'm not saying they're not good. There's liver cleanses, there's bowel cleanses, but it's a matter of whether your body is able to deal with them right now.
Wow, that's a lot of information. I want to thank you for putting all of that in. And folks, if you're like me, you're taking a lot of notes, and that's a good thing, but you also want to go into action on these things as well. You want to have things happen. Action changes things. So I want to recommend that to you all, to really go into action. And one thing I don't want to hear from any of you is you will go into action, but you will do it someday. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you all. So please take note and recognize the importance of living in the now. Technical issue, sorry. Here we go. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, folks, I really want to encourage you to live from now, that someday does not exist. Okay, back to you, Beverly Nadler. What does exist for us and what we need
okay,
to follow?
Well,
and
it is
know?
A three-day detox recommendation. And the best way to do this, if possible, is within an eight-hour period each day. What that means is that you would only eat during an eight-hour period, let's say 10 o'clock for breakfast, 6 o'clock for dinner. If you can't do it within an eight-hour period, then go for a 10-hour period. No snacking before bedtime, and stay away pretty much from in-between eating. Try eating just your meals. You cut out all carbs from all processed food. Cut out dairy. Cut out meat. When I say all dairy, I'm told no cheese, no yogurt, cut out meat, chicken. So you say, what's left? Well, there's lots of organic vegetables, either stir-fried, lightly cooked, raw, if possible. The reason I say if possible is because some people have a problem with their digestion. Also, you can put them right into a blender, blend some of your vegetables or fruits with coconut milk or almond milk. It comes out very tasty, especially good. Berries are wonderful. Nuts, seeds, avocado, you can, yeah, it's a healthy fat. It's a wonderful fat. You can use some fresh wild fish, especially salmon. Tuna would not be a good choice because of the amount of mercury. It's a very large fish. You could have a few organic eggs. You want to avoid the starchy vegetables such as potatoes or corn. Please make sure, we were talking before, that you're not getting anything with GMOs. Actually, look for the label if you can, or preferably be getting organic. But you can have the one starchy vegetable, which you can have, is sweet potatoes. You can, as I said, you can also make protein drinks with coconut or almond milk, putting some berries into it, putting some nut butters into it, not peanut butter, but almond butter, sesame butter, cashew butter. You can fill up as much as you want on salads. The dressing on the salad should be lemon juice or vinegar, apple cider or balsamic vinegar, with olive oil, virgin olive oil, preferably organic. That would be the dressing, not one of the commercial dressings which have sugar and all kinds of stuff in them. And during this time, you want to have plenty of fresh, clean water, which means if you don't have a filter yourself, you're going to have to buy your water. Please be careful with the disposing of the plastics. Make sure you recycle them. You're getting water from, you know, if you're buying water. And drink some herbal teas during this time. Any type of herbal teas will be fine, whether it's chamomile for relaxation, whether it's peppermint for having more of a zip, more energy, or it's any kind that you like. No sugar in it. Get stevia or very little honey. If you're using honey, it should be raw honey, unpasteurized, unfiltered honey, because honey can be very healthy, but once it's cooked, it becomes almost the same thing as plain ordinary sugar. So you don't want to do that. This is a very simple recommendation. You can certainly vary what you eat from time to time, but this is it. If you need to listen to it again, just listen to this wonderful program again, and you will get the simplicity of this, and you are bound to feel better. You will be eliminating, but in a healthy way.
Absolutely. Healthy and in a positive note. And one of the things Beverly referenced earlier was the importance of laughter. And as she said, we have shows on that. If you go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, type in laughter, happiness, you'll find those. But to just bring a little of that fun spirit to this show, here is something you could check out. My website, JoyceBarry.com, has tons of endorsements from people all around the country for my coaching. Here are some of my favorites
Joyce
I want to
Barry
share with you.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, I love hearing from our loyal listeners. On the email in the subject bar, just put Beverly Spring Cleaning. I love to know the show, the guests that inspired you all to write to me. If you have anything you want me to share with Beverly, if you have a guest suggestion, a topic suggestion, I do love hearing from you all. CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Back to you, Beverly Nadler.
Okay. That was fun, Joyce. It was really fun for people. Okay, so what we're going to talk about is what do we do on a day-to-day basis? How do we avoid having too much garbage ingested or absorbed? And what are some actions that we can take to literally detox as we live our life? I mentioned a digital detox first because it's the shortest. It's a matter of you making the decision that when you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is not look at your cell phone. The first thing you do is not go to your computer. It's a decision at night to decide that there's a certain time in which I'm actually turning off my cell phone, turning off my computer. It is also a matter of getting up during the day, because also sitting all day is very negative for your body. And you're getting up just for a minute and just walking around or moving, so you're not not standing in front of the computer. Also, get rid of all of the old emails and the old things that you're never going to look at or do anything again. Just periodically take these out. You don't have to do them all at the same time. Every time you open your computer and there's tons of vibrations, because everything is vibrating, vibrations coming from old articles, old emails, and especially things that you have no use for, just get rid of them. And if you've got a whole bunch of apps on your phone that you never use, take them off your phone. Begin recognizing the fact that this is not the healthiest thing for you. Don't get addicted to it, and I mean it sincerely. If you are, I'm not sure that there's, maybe you can find online, you know, what to do about it. But this is a way to get started, to get yourself off the digitals, to detox from the digitals. Okay, so what else do we do to reduce exposure to toxins? Again, I had mentioned about that you could have fish. It would be wild-caught fish, and a salmon is especially good. Sardines are also good, small fish that don't have a lot of mercury in them. And make sure that your meats are antibiotic and hormone-free, and it will say that. It'll literally tell you there's no antibiotics. If it says grass-fed or organic, then you know that you don't have antibiotics and hormones in them. You can filter your water. You can get a granulated activated carbon filter to filter your water, because there's so much garbage that's now in water. Also on my site, BeverlyNadler.com, there's a section at the top on the menu. You'll see resources. It's also maybe on the left side also. And there is a company that makes the most wonderful water. They're not filters. They're beyond filters. And they really do a wonderful job with your water. Use BPA-free water bottles. It'll say so on there. People carry water bottles with them. You don't want plastics in there. Also, when you buy foods, or if you buy plastic containers, look for the number 3 or 7. If they are on the bottom, then that's the end of that plastic, because it leaches BPA. You need to look for anything except 3 or 7. So that would be the safe numbers, 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. These are usually BPA-free. You're using water bottles, please do not keep them in the heat, like store them in your car or in a hot garage, because some of that plastic can get right into your water. And eat fewer canned foods and fewer processed foods. Canned foods, most of them have BPA in the cans. Avoid using
Beverly, talk a little bit about BPA. I'm not clear what that is.
It's a plastic. I mean, that's all I can tell you. It's a plastic that causes cancer and toxicity. This is 97 PCBs. That's not PCA. It's PCBs. It's just one of the plastics, Joyce. I don't can't tell you what each one does, but the BPA.
No, that's right. I wanted to know if you knew what it stood for, BPA.
No, they don't tell you on any of these plastics. You know, they'll say PCB. It'll pay PFA. You don't know what they are, what they stand for. It's just know that it's a plastic that is not good for your health. But as I
say what it stands for because I have it here on the computer. What does BPA free mean? It stands for bisphenol dash A, an estrogen imitating chemical used to produce reusable plastic products such as baby bottles, toddler sippy cups, and plastics you might use for storing leftover food. And if you want to know more about that, you can just go to Google BPA free and it'll explain it. I have a very curious mind, so when I hear something I don't know, I like to know it to the very end, because I just have that kind of a mindset. Okay, thank you, Beverly.
Okay, well, thanks for looking it up. So what you've shared is proof that you do not want something that has BPA, so look for actual label that says, or a tag that says BPA-free, okay? Get rid of the commercial air fresheners. You can use essential oils. It's much, much better, and they're delightful. Be careful. Read your labels and discard personal care products that contain any form of the word paraben. Paraben is another plastic chemical that is not. I personally share with you that I do not look up what each chemical is. If I know it's bad, I've looked it up once, I know it's bad, that's the end of it for me. I don't keep it in my mind, but I think I appreciate you sharing that with people. So these are some of the things.
And lastly, you mentioned something very near and dear to my heart, which is essential oils. So I wanted to be sure you folks know that the best of the best in organic essential oils you can get on the website healthyandorganic.net. Oh, my God, they must have about 100 different ones. And in the catalog, they'll tell you the purpose each one serves. These are organic essential oils. So do check that out, healthyandorganic.net. And if any of you are interested in knowing more about that company, feel free to send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. I love the company. I've been using the products for years. They are definitely healthy, enjoyable, wonderful, special. You can't get these in the stores. Back to you.
And I want to ditto that. I love their oils. But in addition, that same site has, let's say, poison-free cleaning supplies, if I'm not mistaken.
What did you say, poison-free? You mean chemical-free,
yeah.
Right? Toxic. Yeah, it's way more than essential oils. I use it to wash products to wash my hands, cleaning products, my toothpaste, just about everything I get from them, my moisturizer, so many things that for stress-free, there's a product called Napka Plus that I keep on my desk, and you just spray it on your hands, your clothes. So it's way beyond essential oils, but I can't say enough about this company because I really, really appreciate the good health benefits.
I agree with you totally, and it's more and more important for us today to do what we can to avoid. That's one of the things, avoid toxins as much as possible. And that company, that website, will tell you a way to do that in many of the things that you're using on an everyday basis. Number two, you also want to use things that help to get rid of toxins on a daily basis. Some of the things that you can do, you're not going to do this every day, but if you can get it to a sauna helps you to release toxins. Exercise helps to release toxins, especially good exercise is a trampoline. Breathing in a certain way, breathing in for a few counts and then holding and then doing a very strong out, you actually help your body with that exhale to free itself from toxins. Walking in the woods finding places where there's a lot of greenery, where there's plants. You can't always do that in the winter, but, you know, people from all around the world are listening to this. Wherever you can get into the fresh air, breathe in that fresh air. And also meditation, believe it or not, just meditating will help you because it helps detoxify from the negative emotions, negative thoughts when you meditate, because you tune into a different level of life, I'm going to say. You tune into something on a much higher level that is literally toxin-free, your higher self, you might say, God, the infinite. So meditation, we've had, by the way, programs on meditation, programs on exercise, programs on breathing, programs on nature. All of the things that I'm recommending quickly here, we have had programs on them so that you can get a lot more information about why to do it, how to do it, and get it into your own mindset that, yes, this is something I can do. No one's going to do everything that's recommended. It's impossible. But you can pick the ones that work for you. The one that works for me on an everyday basis is a specific product that helps the body create glutathione. Glutathione is the master nutrient. It's the master detoxifier. It eliminates toxins and chemicals that are already absorbed in the body, and it neutralizes toxins in the GA tract before they can be absorbed. It is the most important detoxifier, and you can take a product that will help your body build and create this antioxidant, glutathione. It does not, you cannot use it. I know they sell glutathione in health food stores. Doesn't work. The molecule is too large for the body to actually do anything with. You need your body to make it. And you can send an email to me to get the name of this product and how you can get more information on it. But glutathione is the...
Beverly, where do they send the email? Where do they send it? What is your email address?
Send it to info@BeverlyNadler.com. My daughter, as I said, I don't use the computer. My daughter reads my email, and she takes down my response, and she will send you information if you want to know what that product is and find out more about it. But just keep in mind that glutathione is the most important antioxidant that your body can make, and it does a wonderful job of detoxifying on a daily basis.
And folks, you're getting a lot of information, a lot of very practical tips. As we said, they're gentle, simple, and safe. And when are you going to actually explore them, deal with them, check the websites? My $64,000 question is, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation
If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Well, time sure flies when you're having fun. So, Beverly, what's your final message, and what poem would you like to share with us?
My final message, you just gave it to them, Joyce. Great poem. It's time to take care of your health. No one else can do it for you. You need to do it. And my poem is about cleanup time, and it will explain again why you want to do it. It's cleanup time for your body and mind. Unless you do this, you'll surely find that better living through chemistry has become a curse. Instead of making life better, it's making life worse. Our bodies are filled with toxins galore, and every day we're being exposed to more. Excess sugar, pesticides, hormones, preservatives, antibiotics in our food, and dangerous drugs to alter our mood. But we have so many worries that cause toxic emotional stress. And where this is heading is anyone's guess. So you must educate yourself. Take responsibility, for from this toxic overload, only you can set yourself free.
Bravo, bravo. That was awesome, Beverly Nadler. Thank you yet again for another extraordinary show. Thank you again for passing along such powerful information. Folks, my final message is be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, do random acts of kindness, pay it forward, pay it backwards. Take whatever step you can to make for a better world and a better tomorrow for everyone. And my closing prayer for all of you is, may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, make someone happy today. We want to make you happy today and every day. So we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry MASH. Thank you very much for tuning in.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day, and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.